And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rubric Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Karaoke Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa News of PapaNews.com in Omaha, Nebraska, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjureman Ali of TheConjureMan.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com in Chicago, Illinois, bringing us today's topic on magical spells for self-empowerment. Afterwards, they'll take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at form.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-host, Miss Kat and Conjureman Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi, Papa Newt. How are things going in lovely Omaha?
It's been great. It's been busy. I'm having a lot more people reach. I'm not used to this. People are recognizing me. It's like, oh my God, you're the one that reads Bones. And I'm not used to that. You're not in public. And so it's great. More people are coming, learning about me. I'm going to be teaching classes here this month and just keeping myself very busy.
Well, you're such a gentle and modest man. But it's about time people began to recognize you in beautiful downtown Omaha. and folks, you know, Papa Newt is more than just our announcer. I just got to give you a special shout out. You're more than just our announcer. For those who listen to the show live and are in the chat room, you will see all of the work that Papa Newt does, posting links and lists and recipes and things that make the chat room an important part of these shows. And if you are listening to this in a podcast form later, you will be well advised to go to the chat room file, which is in the Lucky Mojo forum. That's at forum.luckymojo.com. And you want to go into the radio show area, and you can find the chat log for this day, which is March 5th, 2017, or for any other day. And if you listen to a podcast and have the chat room open at the same time, you will find out all the goodness that Papa Newt brings to these presentations. So they are more than just an auditory flow of information that kind of drifts by. They are anchored by the Taurian power of Papa Newt, who does that work for us quietly, silently, and without enough praise. So that was your praise for the week, Papa Newt.
Absolutely. And he's the announcer besides.
And he's the announcer besides, right? So anyway, that's what's up with Papa Newt. Now being recognized, and I hope much more in the future to come, because you're quiet, you're modest, and you're unassuming, but you have a great deal of spiritual giftedness and power, and we know it. And you're just a hell of a nice guy. All right. I buttered you up on one side and down the other. Now, if I drop you, you'll stick to the floor. All right. Now I'm going to go on to my life. My life here is just a life of unremitting work. I am a hard worker. I probably deserve some praise too. For right now, I have been, I'll have to make my own praise. I've been working very hard on books for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. So what is the Hoodoo Heritage Festival? Why, folks, that is our annual fabulous get-together every year in Forestville. It's a small festival. We're not talking about a convention. We're talking about a very small group of people who come from all around the country and sometimes from other countries, from all around the world, to hang out with one another and present workshops on different aspects of folk magic, most of it being African-American folk magic, but not all. And each year we have a couple of presentations from different religious and spiritual cultures, and this year we're having the neo-pagan fairy tradition doing an opening service with Storm Fairy Wolf and company. And we're also having on Sunday an opening service with Candelo Kimbisa, presenting Dominican and Puerto Rican Espiritismo Cruzado, which is a form of spiritualism, doing a Mesa Blanca, a white table ancestor veneration. And all of you guys are invited to participate. Then come the workshops. We're going to have a lot of down-home work. We have a huge program. We're having divination, two different divination workshops. Three different divination workshops. I beg your pardon. One of them is Pendulum Power with Susan Diamond, but it's divination with the pendulum and also how to work a pendulum. Then we're going to have spirit boards with Chaz Bogan. That is how to, you know, talking boards, Ouija boards, whatever you want to call them. That is the workshop with the special secret socks, as in S-O-X or S-O-C-K-S, depending on your level of informality. There will be secret socks. Get ready for it. And other things, too. And then the third divination is, again, like Susan's, half divination and half magic, and it's called Vulvamancy by Dr. Jeremy Weiss, and this is how to read a pussy in person, and then also how to do sex magic. It's a short introduction to the use of pussy reading in sex magic. In other words, not all pussy magic is vulvamantic magic. This is kind of complicated, guys. The book will explain it all. I've been in the book mines. I'm talking out my head here, and nobody, they're going, what is vulvamancy? What's a vulva? A vulva is the external genitalia of a woman, otherwise known as a pussy or cunt. Although the cunt may refer to the vagina. We're only talking about the vulva. We're not sending a speculum up the vagina to read the cervix, although we could, but we're not. Okay. I hear a woman cackling in the background. That's Madame Nadia, our resident cackler. We'll get to her in a moment. All right. Well, you know, Madame Nadia, I just got to say, Madame Nadia knows, and I know, there are many human beings, male and female alike, but mostly male, who don't know the difference between the vulva and the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. And all we can say to that is we're here to educate you. You will not come through this workshop without knowing the difference. And in future years, the book, Vulvamancy, A Guide to Yoni Divination and Magic, will be available through Lucky Mojo and hopefully even through Amazon if they see fit to carry such a book. Yes, it is illustrated with educational art, okay? Photos and drawings. These photos and drawings are anatomical, but they're not exactly childproof. So this is an interesting book. It's going to be a very interesting workshop. I hope you all are going to love it. Then we've got some practical workshops coming up. One is going to be Moving Candle Spells with Beverly Smith. This is Beverly Smith, who has a radio show on the LMC Radio Network called In the Streets. And this is a basic workshop on moving candle spells. And she's going to bring some of them to us that are, you know, new and modern. and some of the history of moving candle spells. Of course, moving candle spells have a long history going back many, many years, and we've dug up some oldies but goodies from the African-American conjure community of the 1930s. So we're going to show you a lot about moving candle spells, how they've changed, how they work, and what they are, and how to use them in your own magic. And, of course, there's going to be our own Madam Nadia and her partner, Jaya Danya, who also have a radio show on the LMC Radio Network, and they're going to be presenting the live workshop version of their radio show, Fit and Foxy. Fit and Foxy is a what I call a lifestyle conjure show. It's about getting yourself physically healthy, getting yourself physically strong, mentally capable, and how to create beauty and magic in your life. It's a very much a show of personal empowerment, really an amazing idea behind it, in that magic is sometimes divorced from the mundane. And Fit and Foxy is about the integration of the mundane and the magical embodied within you, or as I once was told when I was young and was studying Thelemic magic, an adept is an adept on all levels. In other words, you can't just be an adept in your head. You just can't be an adept in your heart. You have to have feet to walk. You have to have hands to hold things. Whatever you have physically needs to be in as best form as it can be. You need to be adept with your thoughts, your eyes, your mouth, your sex. Whatever you have to bring that to your magic. So that's what Fit and Foxy is about. And a lot of it is about glamour and love magic, because that's the foxy part. You can be fit without being foxy, but you can't really be foxy without being fit. So first fit, then foxy. And I always say Jaya is fit and Nadia is foxy.
Yep.
That's how it goes. All right, so they're going to be doing a workshop. And some of the other workshops that we're going to have, I don't have time to get into all of them, but as the weeks go on, I'll try to focus a little bit on each one. There is going to be a workshop that I am giving called Hoodoo Medical Herb Magic. And this is going to have a book that will come out with it as part of it. And that book will be called This Amazing Book. And This Amazing Book is a simple book on home medicines with herbs. There are many books like this in the history of the world. This is one that I've put together. The difference with this one is every entry for every herb will link to a page number in Hoodoo Herb and Root Magic. So this is, I guess, my version of Fit and Foxy. Here is where they're going to link together. So if you want to, say, learn how to use colt's foot to suppress a cough, and then it'll say, see page 44, HHRM, or whatever that page number happens to be, and it'll tell you the magical uses of colt's foot. And I have made a promise that when the next edition of Hoodoo Urban Root Magic comes out, it will be revised to have all the call-outs to this amazing book. And so the two books can be used side by side. Okay, so that's one of the things that I'm going to be doing at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. Now, like I said, I don't want to get into every single thing, but if you buy your tickets now, you can get them at the early bird special price. And there are lunches provided and breakfasts provided both days. All right, and there are breaks in between each one of the workshops where you can get readings from members of AIR. One of the things about the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, it's open to the public, but almost half the people are professional readers and root workers who come out. So if you are thinking about becoming a professional, or if you want to hang out and learn who the best readers are and maybe sample some people, because they do these readings at a nice low price, and you can get a sense, you can book as many readings as you want all day long. It will not interfere with taking the workshops because they fall in between the workshops. And you can learn who you want to work with in the future. Now, I'm just going to quickly run through what else is going to be here, and I'll give them some more time next time. Cursing and Crossing with Miss Aida. This is a dynamite book. It is Miss Aida and unfettered, unchained, and ready to rumble. And this is a lady who knows how to fling a mean curse and how to really mess somebody up. And this is her secrets in one book. And it's going to be a one-hour thing. And the book will come out, and everybody who attends will get a free copy of the book. Women's Work by Oral DeForest is the book I'm editing right now. And this is on homestyle hoodoo for marriage, sex, and the family, home, and it's a fabulous, fabulous book. It's women's work. It's all women's spells. How to be a queen in your own home. How to have your children excel, and also how to have your children obey, right? How to have financial empowerment, whatever it takes. And this book is truly unusual. I have it on good accord that we may be looking forward to a book in the future by Charles Porterfield, Professor Porterfield of the Now You Know Show. He's been so kind of energized by this book that he may come out with another book that's the men's equivalent. But right now, this book is called Women's Work, Homestyle Hoodoo Spells for Marriage, Sex, and Motherhood. And Oral DeForest is coming down from Canada to teach it. So that's going to be amazing. Co Meadows, coming up from Alabama to teach how to make loaded soaps and other fixed love and prosperity and healing condition soaps, and how to basically rig your cosmetics to work in your favor spiritually. Okay, so that's what we're doing. And some of the other readers who are going to be here who are not giving workshops, John St. Germain, he's going to be reading minds during lunch. He's going to do a mind reading act. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's entertainment. But he's doing palmistry and crystal ball readings in between. Lou Flores will be doing tarot card readings. Kai Armand will be doing geomancy readings. Madame Nadia will be doing Lenormand cards. Madame Pamita Tea Leaf readings. Mama E, coming up all the way from Southern California, tarot card readings. Marin Grave, tarot card readings. I'll be doing palmistry and tarot. Miss Elvira, tarot. Miss Michael, tarot and bibliomancy. Miss Phoenix will be doing tarot card readings. Miss Robin will be doing crystal ball and intuitive spiritual readings. Papa Newt, bone readings. All the way from Omaha. Professor Ames, Lenormand cards. And Professor Porterfield, playing cards. Susan Diamond will be doing pendulums. William Stickerfers will be doing horary astrology readings. This is where you get your astrology read in the moment that you ask your question.
One of my favorite types of reading.
Yeah. Apollo Dark is doing tarot card readings. Aurora LaForest is doing tarot card readings. Candelo Cambisa is doing Chamalongo readings. Cometas is doing spiritual readings, including ancestor messages. So, folks, this is the place to come. It's a giant psychic fest on the one hand, and it's workshops and how to do the work. It is not cheap. This is not your little free drop in and pay $10 at the door. This is going to cost you some money. I'm going to tell you the truth, but I do need to have you understand what you're getting here. Okay. So right now, the weekend tickets are $260 for 2 days, and that is a savings of $40 over the gate price admission. And you'll get a goodie bag worth $100 in merchandise as part of a kickback on your stuff. So you got to pay for your room and board. You got to get your airfare together. But when you get here, it's $260, and you get the time of a lifetime. And there won't be much more of these going, because after this one, there's only two more, and then I retire. All right, that's the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. Check it out at hoodooheritagefestival.com. It has its own Facebook page. If you buy anything from the shop in the next month or two, you'll get a postcard that'll tell you all about it. And I'll tell you more about it next week. But I really do need to stress, this is the only thing of its kind. This is not your, let's stay up late drinking and talk about what great magic workers we are. This is the actual stuff where we actually do it, show you how to do it, hands-on teaching by masters and mistresses of these magical arts. Whew. All right. Having said all that, tell me hello Conjurman Ali. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic, quite busy on my end. And as I'm doing my own writing right now for other projects, I want to give you some praise for all the work that you do as an editor. When you've mentioned so many wonderful and fantastic books, and people get to see that final product, and they get to see the title, and they see the author's name, and they get to enjoy it, but they often don't see the tons of hours and labor that goes in behind the scenes by editors and people like yourself who are looking at specific details like how sentences end on a page and how that looks aesthetically and how to, I mean, seriously, right? They don't realize that that's the type of effort that goes into a book. And I'm a writer and I write quite a bit, and I know I would be nowhere without my editor. Shout out to you and praise to you for the editing that goes in. That's often forgotten when you get, or often not seen when people get the final book. They enjoy the effort and the labor that goes into it. They don't realize how much labor really goes into it. So praise to you, because you do put out some amazing books. And it's the, in my opinion, it's that attention to detail that makes them superb. That not just that they are great content-wise, but it's also the editing that goes into it, the aesthetic that goes into it as well.
Well, thank you. That was so sweet of you to spend some of your time buttering me up.
The Taurus butter session.
I really appreciate that. We have 4 books this year, and I am, you know, over my head in editing world, and I've got very little time to do it. And what that does include is, you know, not just, quote, corrections to writing, but as we all know, there's an art to editing and
very
an art to typesetting. And I'm not just editing these books, I'm also typesetting them. And I want to give a big shout-out to Grey Wolf Townsend, who does our art pages and our cover designs, a monumental task in and of itself. And he is such a talented, great artist, really keeps that vintage style front and center, keeps the look of the line consistent. What a wonderful helper Gray is. And I have to also say, I am so grateful to Yeshe and the Sacred Well for kind of loaning him to us, because he's manager at the Sacred Well in Oakland. and they are very much our allies, friends, and supporters. And Gray is, and happy birthday this week to Gray. And
happy
Marcus.
Birthday.
Yeah, Gray and Marcus, had both of them had their birthdays. What a lovely
storm, actually.
Oh, was it Storm? I thought Marcus had his.
Marcus
Marcus did, right. Oh, it was Storm and Marcus. Am I confused, and didn't Gray have his birthday too?
No, I was confused earlier and mentioned it because I got confused.
Ah, oh, I see. You gave Gray an extra birthday this year.
Yeah.
All right, it's all your fault. If he ends up 1 year older at the end of his life, it's because you gave him an extra birthday.
Yes.
All right, huh? All right. Well, we're right here in the middle of our show. Let's go to our discussion. Today, Madam Nadia, you have brought us a topic, which is personal self-empowerment. So I gave a little introduction about what your workshop's going to be, Fit and Foxy, and so forth. How about you just bring us in with spells for self-empowerment. What does that mean to you? And we'll all chime in with our own little additions as we go along.
Woohoo! Here we go. Well, I thought that I need to butter Ali up first, because it's kind of
No.
It seems like, but, you know, I adore both of you very, very much. You're the Taurus kind always mystifies me, and I'm always in awe at the amazing things you are capable of making and producing. So putting my love out there for you all. So spells for self-empowerment. You know, it's a very dear subject to me, and of course this is sort of the seed that made Feed and Foxy possible, and it's my observation after many years in this profession as a psychic, as a sorceress, as a root worker, realizing that if people would pay attention to their own self a little bit more, they would cut their work in half, perhaps cut the money that they spent, in half on all these different works that they're commissioning or they're trying to do. The simple truth of it is, in my opinion, is that it's always easier to adjust and change ourselves than to try to fix or bind or bend over somebody else. It just, this is just a simple thing, right? It's just easier. It's also that just for our own sort of personal growth, if we want to be more sophisticated, more happy, more foxy, if you will, people, it is through our own self-development, our own self-observation and growth. It's not because we're going to be trying to adjust all of this other people in our lives. Now, the next stage to me in this is sort of after you work a little bit on yourself, you realize that you are the center, you are the creator of your reality, you're the director. And if you can look from this point of view, everything else becomes much more mutable, the stage, the cast, and the crew. But then you don't need to do stuff to them. Just by adjusting yourself, and oftentimes adjusting your perspective, being strong enough to adjust your perspective, not to be stuck and rigid, you are able to change so, so, so much. But then this is nothing new, right? We always talk about the principle as above, so below, as within, so without. So this is, you know, it did take me many, many years to be like, oh, wait a second, I can do it like this. I can just do it on my own. I can do it to myself and through that change the world around me. So it is the ancient principle, but sometimes it just takes us a little bit longer time to realize that if we turn that mirror, if we turn that lens upon ourselves, we become so much more empowered, so much more in control, and so much happier. And I think that this is the point, at least of my existence, as being a happy human being, right?
Well,
so this is
I'm with you 100% on this. If you are a strong, happy, self-focused, and self-empowered person, you will attract to yourself people who want to, you know, be near you. You don't have to seek out unsuitable people and then try to bend them to your will. And you don't also need to seek out unsuitable people and then lose yourself in trying to please them. Because both of those extremes don't produce anything real, long-lasting, in terms of your own growth. You can either become the tool of somebody else, or you can just basically beat your head against a wall trying to change somebody who never was suitable in the first place. And that goes not just for love, but for bosses, for family members, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you are self-aware, self-possessed, and self-empowered, people will know you're a clear beacon. They may not like the light of that you shine. They will walk away, but then you don't have to worry about them. If they like what they see, they'll come toward you. And if we all were, every one of us were self-empowered, it's not about getting over on somebody else. It's about being ourselves. We will attract our natural best allies. That's my take on it.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most important points about this, because most root work that you involve, that you do, that if you're going to be truly successful, should have an element of self-empowerment. So, for example, when I tell people that we're going to do reconciliation work to get that person back, right, I tell them that reconciliation work is actually three parts, that it has three formula in it, if you will, that there's an element of seduction. You need to seduce that person once more so that they're attracted to you. There's an element of healing to fix the gulf and rift and schism that came between them. And third, self-improvement. You need to improve yourself. There needs to be a reason for that person to come back. They need to see your better self. And this is very important, right? Because root work, there's two types of root work. There's root work that you do to try to change the world to fit your desires, right? This is root work to force people to do what you want, to force jobs to do what you want, to force kind of the world. It's a much more kind of aggressive way. And then there's root work where you improve yourself. You focus on the self and the world shifts for you. And no figure kind of represents this better than the root and the mythic figure of John the Conqueror. John the Conqueror is the kind of epitome of, because I know some people will talk about, oh, self-improvement's not traditional new work. You bet your ass it is. You bet your ass
mm-hmm.
it is. John the Conqueror is the kind of epitome of this notion of self-improvement. People will travel miles to find a decent John the Conqueror. John the Conqueror is about improving yourself. It's about getting that luck, that just natural luck, that positive outlook in life, the ability to do whatever it takes to be successful, to overcome odds. John the Conqueror's tales are always about him being at the right place, at the right time, able to outwit opponents that are often seen as smarter than him because he has this thing about him, right? This quality about him. And that's self-improvement. Self-improvement is about getting to that place of confidence, getting to that place where you have that quality so that you can get what it is you want in life. Self-improvement isn't just about feeling better. It's about being your true self, being your better self. And then the world around you gets shaped by that, right? You're not just going to walk around happy. You're going to walk around happy and getting what you want. So, like, one of my favorite recipes for self-improvement is I tell clients to write down a list of qualities that they really like about themselves. They can also list a series of qualities that they like from an idol or a figure that they have. It could be an actor, someone that they view as either charismatic or successful or powerful, their ideal person. The important thing is that you're not talking about that person, but the qualities that you want to match. So it has to be a combination of good qualities that you have and qualities that you desire on one side of paper. You divide up the paper in half. On the other side, you write down all the qualities about yourself that you think are holding you back. I'm lazy. I don't work hard enough. I self-doubt, whatever. You tear it apart. You fold up the negative qualities. You place it in a heat-proof dish or iron-cast cauldron. Pour a little bit of Florida water and burn it. You take the ashes, scatter it to the crossroads, and say, I scatter these qualities far, far away from me. You could also pour the ashes out into a river to take them away from you. You come back home, you take the good qualities, and you place it into a mojo bag. For a male mojo bag, it's John the Conqueror root, Master root, and Samson root, right? Samson snake root. For a woman, I was taught Queen Elizabeth root, Angelica, and Rosemary. Just three ingredients. You put them in,
mm-hmm.
and you carry it with you, and you feed it some either whiskey or Master oil. And that's about improving yourself, bringing those qualities that you desire into your life every day as you work that mojo bag.
Those are really
wow.
good traditional ways to work, and I really like this. I've been working on Aura LaForest Women's Workbook, and so she has a whole chapter on self-empowerment, self-confidence, and winning the respect of others. And she gives a couple of roots, very similar lists, because these are very traditional, but I'm going to throw these out, and Papa Newt will probably make the links. She says, of course, John the Conqueror, just like you do, Queen Elizabeth. She also favors sang root or ginseng root.
Oh, yeah.
And she also favors black cohosh and bohog for self-confidence and love. But any three. In other words, you pick one of the big roots. The big one would be the John the Conqueror, mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth, or sang root. And then you can, the others, black cohosh and bohog, usually come in the form of sliced pieces. And so you would just add those in. But if you want to, you can pick just those three, John the Conqueror, Queen Elizabeth, and Sang. So those are, which is ginseng. And that's a great little trio, triple hand. Now, I'm going to read you something from her book because this is amazing stuff. And this is a taste of her book on women's work. She talks about different forms of empowerment, and she gives out basically Lucky Mojo formulas, okay, that are used for these different forms of work. And Papa Newt has these in the he's going to put them through the chat, I hope. So, empowerment in employment, steady work, master, and John the Conqueror with added boss fix and stop gossip if necessary, right? Empowerment in management, in other words, if you have to manage other people in your job, Jupiter or Mars, master, and John the Conqueror with some licorice, calamus, and deer's tongue added. Okay. Empowerment in negotiations. Influence, King Solomon wisdom, Mercury mixed with crown of success, and deer's tongue. Then there's women's, there's just women's empowerment. And here we go back to Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth, root and oil, power, and crucible of courage, mixed together with added rosemary, there's your rosemary again, yarrow, and or fennel. For sports empowerment, okay, this is nature, that's for your strength and power, John the Conqueror, power, and victory. Not very feminine here. This is sports empowerment. This is for tough women. Financial empowerment. Money drawing. Money stay with me mixed with crown of success in conjunction with a magnet or a lodestone. And open to opportunities empowerment. Now, this is a special kind of power. I call it adaptability. This is empowerment to seize the moment. Van or road opener. Magnet or attraction, and crucible of courage if feeling weak, or blockbuster if feeling stuck. Okay, these are simple. Now, what are you going to do with these things? These are the same things you're going to do with them normally. You're going to use them to dress a candle, dress your own body, dress door handles, put the little bit of the bath crystals in your laundry to dress your clothing. You all know how to use these products, I hope. They all come in the form of an oil, a bath crystal, a sachet powder, and an incense. You can burn the incense and smoke a mojo hand. But these are pre-made formulas or recipes that use the herbs that we've just been talking about, but they use them to make these named formulas. All right, I'm going to turn this back over to you, Nadia.
I have a question, actually, for Madame Nadia. Madame Nadia, what way do you work with when it comes to self-empowerment? I know that for a while, you make some really amazing baths that involve beauty, glamour, and self-improvement. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that.
Oh, totally. Well, thank you for asking, Countryman Ali. I really try to figure out what is going on with a person or with myself before I decide on the type of spell. So if you're really, really in a funk and you need to reboot the system and start from zero, I highly recommend a bath. And my favorite bath is my three R's, rosemary, rue, and rose, because it kind of takes care of... That's the music right there. Because it kind of takes care of everything. Your love, your brain, your memory, if you will. So if it's you're thinking about doing exams, if you're working on a project, if it's a love life situation, if you just feel down on yourself.
Okay, we're gonna have to end it there, hon. That was the music. So
okay.
We do have to wrap it up. We
definitely need to have her back.
Yeah. Well, we need to have you back with more on this. Self-empowerment, a very important topic. All right, now, and we got a long list. So our first client is going to come to us, and I hope, and I'm going to see it's Yasmin from San Francisco. So we're going to turn this over to Papa Newton. He's going to bring our client in.
The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali, and this week's special guest, Madame Nadia, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you are available to be on the air. We'll be selecting callers by the area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Papa Newt, to read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first caller. Our first caller we have is calling in from area code 415. This is Yasmin. Yasmin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, hon. I see this is your first time calling in.
And you have not had any other readings or root workers with any other, I'm sorry, you've had no other readings or root work consultations done on this situation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And she writes, dealing with an ex who lives next door, and he cheated on me with his ex who lives up the street. Now we don't talk. Each day he harasses me with emails or in person because I cut him out of my life. I just need to know what more I will be facing with this ugly situation. Turning it back to you, Ms. Chant.
Wow. That does seem very difficult, and I'm really sorry to hear it's happening to you. I think that you are absolutely on the right track in breaking off the situation, and I'm glad, very glad, that you did not call me and ask me, oh, Miss Kat, what can I do to get him back? Because it seems like this person is now sort of becoming more of a problem than they are a help to you.
That's correct.
So, yeah, this is not too great. So what I'm going to do is read cards for you, but before I read cards, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. Help me understand what type of astrological figure this man cuts in the world. What sign of the zodiac are you?
I'm an Aries.
An Aries. All right, I want to say something just really quick about an Aries. An Aries is always fit to go on and start something new. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Aries brings in the spring. And you can't keep an Aries down for long, because if one way is closed, another way will open. So good for you. We couldn't get through the year of the zodiac without Aries. And that's a wonderful sign. Now, what sign is the person in the X?
He's an Aquarius on February
2nd. Okay. So Aquarius is a fixed sign. They tend to be intellectual. They tend to be pretty smart. But they have in common with Taurus and Scorpio and Leo in that they are what's called fixed signs. They hold up the universe, but they're very slow to change. It's hard to tell a fixed sign no, because they keep on thinking, well, this can't be over. It's fixed. We got here. Now we're going to stay here. So this is a difficult, I guess you could say, a complication, in that the two of you do not resonate to the same impulses in that regard. Now, I'm going to lay down three cards and just do a real quick reading on what you will be facing, okay? What will I be facing? First card is the King of Swords. Well, that's the card of an Aquarius or air sign man. And he is a man who sits on a throne outdoors in nature, and overhead in the sky there are two birds flying. He is a man who wants a partner. He can't even kind of conceive of himself without a partner. He's holding a sword, but he's not holding it upright in the way that justice holds her sword upright, or the Queen of Swords holds her sword upright. He has it kind of tipped. He's a little bit out of focus on what he's doing with his sword there. We say he's inclined toward the client, but this is a card that tells me that some of this is an intellectual exercise for him. It's a question of wanting to be with you, yes, but you've said no, and there you go. You don't have any intention of going back with him, do you?
Well, we've been back and forth with it over and over, and it's like a love triangle that is really unhealthy. He cheated on me with one.
Okay, honey, because you said we don't talk, he harasses me. But are you still thinking of possibly having sex with him, or is it over?
No, moving forward, no more, because I...
Okay, good. Because that's a different question, you see. All right, the second card is the card of justice. Now, I mentioned justice. I said the King of Swords does not sit like justice, and then here comes justice. Justice is a cardinal sign, Libra, and justice stands for restoring balance. So this is a card that tells me that you should restore balance but not pursue revenge. There is nothing to do other than to cut and clear. The sword is held vertically, and in her other hand she holds a balance beam scale. Let all be restored to balance. And so you probably need to do some self-care work or have someone do some self-care to restore your own perimeter, your boundaries, and then within that to fill your space completely in such a way that you are yourself again. I'm not going to say you need a root worker. I don't know what kind of relationship you have to hoodoo, for instance, but you may want to work with somebody, if nothing else, with a friend, go to a day spa, get your hair done, but there is self-work needed, and there is restoration of balance. The next card is a card that tells me that you can do this, and the reason I said a day spa or something like that is the next card is the Three of Cups, and it shows three women rejoicing together. Now, I'm not going to give you the old saw. You got to go find yourself some female friends because you lost your boy. No. I'm not going to say that. And I tell you, I'm a Taurus. We don't go for that. We just want to go find another man. So, I mean, that's how us heterosexual, cisgendered, tough Taurus gals are. But this does say three women. But it doesn't just stand for women. It stands for the arts. It stands for beauty. Remember, we had Libra and Justice in the second card. Libra is a card of decoration, beauty, get your hair done. And both of these cards say, get your hair done, get a new dress. So he's already fading into the past. Personally, I would block the man because what I'm seeing here is just take that sword, cut the cord. Hear what I said. Take the sword, cut the cord. And, block him. And now for you, it's just going to be surround yourself with some good friends. These ladies are toasting with wine. I'm not a big wine drinker myself. It could be fruit juice, let's just say. They're having a good time. They have beauty. They have flowers. They have fruits. That's what you should be doing. All right? So I'm going to turn this over to Nadia. Now, she's going to give you a second reading. She may come at this with a different way, and she uses a different deck of cards.
Thank you. Cool. Hi, Yasmin. Thank you for letting me read your cards. And today I am reading the Death deck, which is a Greek and Turkish deck. And I'm going to try to do to give you as much advice or describe the situation, because these are cards that really, really well describe situations. So the first card that I got is a female card. Her name is Tataret in the deck, doesn't matter, but she came up reversed. And she is a malicious woman who is meddling in your situation, who does not like the fact that in this man's life you were and always be the more important one, meaning she was a side chick. And she is still in his life, and she's still somehow making your life miserable. I don't know if she's irritating him and he irritates you or whatever it is, part of the fact that you're not feeling comfortable and things are not going smoothly is because of her. She is involved in it, and she's not letting go as well as your ex. Now, there is, with this person, there is some danger because she is her energy is more negative and perhaps is also more malicious spiritually than your ex. But in any case, I cannot see your ex just moving on. Again, it's an Aquarius. My ex is an Aquarius too, so I can tell you that if they're stuck on something, it's really hard to change their mind. And it seems to me that your ex is stuck on staying in a contact with you, whether you like it or not, because I got the tome, and the tome is talking about being stuck, about being in a difficult situation, also about the illness of the mind. So he's not thinking straight, because kind of his thinking and evaluation of the situation is a little bit fucked up, pardon my French. Now, the third card that I got is a horse that's called Kalis, and it came in reverse as well. And it's certainly a situation that holds you back. So whatever you're going to do, you've got to cut. You have to do active work to disconnect yourself from both of them, not just from this one. But Kalis in reverse has a really interesting advice here. And the advice is that you have to learn from the advice of your enemy. So if your ex is telling you something like you're not good without me or whatever, you think about it, translate to what you want to become. Yes, I am better than you, but think your answer is kind of like in how he's speaking to you. This is how you're going to be constructing your magic. Now, the most important thing here is that the Jin or the Jin that came up is also an advice card, is Ahriman in reverse. And Ahriman in reverse says, if you have done love work on him, if you have a honey jar, if you still have candles, if you have a nation sack, whatever it is, you've got to get rid of it because it's backfiring. You want to get rid of this person, you want to move forward with the situation, feel comfortable about it, get rid of any previous work that you have done. So even, if you have in your back of your mind, well, maybe, a miracle will happen and things are going to be beautiful and this other woman is going to disappear. No. Erase whatever you have on that love altar because that will do the most damage to you eventually. I hope it makes sense to you, and I hope that Countrymanally, I know that Countrymanally will give you an amazing, amazing advice. So that's what I have to say.
I have a question.
All right. Go ahead. What's your question?
For example, yesterday, it's been a few days where I just tried my best to just not return any calls because I blocked him, but he, threw a picture of us on my car roof just so I can react, and I just ignore it. So I've been trying my best to do
That's a very interesting example, and this is what Nadia was saying. You need to undo all spiritual work. Him drawing on your car was spiritual work as well as social harassment. You want to have something like Jinx Killer bath crystals or Chinese wash or whatever. Keep it in, mix it up with some water. Keep it around you. Keep it in your car, a spray bottle, and literally spray that thing down to kill. That's what we call Jinx Killer. Kill any magical work that's put on your car. You have to do that. I'm going to turn this over to Ollie. He's going to give you some more root work. But, yeah, that's what you need, okay?
Okay, so I have some root work for you. Do you have the photo that you said he threw a photo of you on your car.
Yes.
Is that correct? Do you still have that photo?
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to work with that thing, okay? So he inadvertently gave you something to fuck with him with. Thank you. Wonderful. So first and foremost, he's an Aquarius. He's a very fixed sign. All the signs have a dark side. No sign is more evil than the other, so let's just be clear about that. One of the things that Aquariuses do have is once they're fixed on something, Tauruses also have this tendency of obsession a little bit, but Aquariuses can get quite obsessed about something. More importantly, once they decide they want something, they can become a little bit passive aggressive, and it makes people uncomfortable, and that is part of their sign. That's just who they are. They're also very hard to hotfoot, so we're going to work in a different way to get this dude to back the hell off. Okay? You're going to take two separate photos, okay? Two separate photos. You're going to take one that you pick, a photo that you want. It could be from the past, from something that you have on your computer, something you found on Facebook, whatever you want. You're going to print that out. You're going to take a big Sharpie. You're going to put a big cross over both of his eyes, and you're going to put a cross over his mouth, okay? You're going to take aluminum foil. I want you to put the reflective side up, place a paper towel on top of this, put the photo on top of the paper towel. You're going to cover it in alum powder. You're going to cover it in salt. You're going to cover it in black pepper. Then you're going to take lemon and squeeze it all over it. At least three lemons, that's nice and soaked. Fold this up with the aluminum foil until you have a small little packet. It's and you're going to place this in the freezer. This is to freeze him out. What this does is it creates a solid barrier of ice between you and him. It takes his power away from you so that he has no power over you. He's unable to speak to you. He's unable to harm you. He's unable to interact with you. Done right, you will not cross paths with one another. He's not hot-footed, but you could. I've seen this work where people will freeze jar someone in their home, and they'll never run into one another again. Right? You just won't cross paths. So if you do it right, it doesn't matter if he lives next door to you. Next, I want you to get some vandal root, alum, barberry, bay leaves, and salt, and you're going to grind this all up. Vandal root will come if you push from the front to the stinky attack. And it'll come
in
little
vandal root?
Vandal root, yeah, with chunks. And bay leaves is a big leaf. You're going to grind this all together, barberry as well, until you get a small powdery mixture. You can use an electric grinder, you can use whatever it is you need. You can use electric grinder first and then more pestle, whatever you prefer. But you want to make it into a powder. Mix it in with the salt, and you're going to lay down a line of that by the door on the outside.
Ollie, we're having trouble hearing you, hon. Your voice is breaking up so much now, I can't even hear you to transcribe it.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Yes.
So we've gotten here the, just to refresh, because I don't think everyone could hear it, vandal root, alum, and bay leaves. You're going to grind them up in a grinder, and you're going to add salt and lay down powder. Is that what you said?
And barberry.
And barberry. Yes.
Mix that up into a powder and lay it on the outside by the fire of the front door. Not on the inside, on the outside. You can even put it under your welcome mat. That's to put a barrier between you and him. Now, the photo that he sent you, the photo that he put on your car, you are going to use that. You're going to cut yourself out of that photo. You can use that yourself in any type of positive, attractive form of magic. You can put it in a picture frame with an envelope in the back with Queen Elizabeth root, rose petals, a catnip, something positive, right? His photo that you can cut out, you're going to place upside down under the sink in your bathroom. On top of it, you're going to put a candlestick with a black candle that you've dressed with hot foot oil. Now, whenever he crosses the line, you're not going to light that. You're just going to keep it there. Whenever he tries to contact you, whenever he tries anything to get back in your life, you're going to take that out, place it on the sink, light the candle, take a photo, and singe it slightly. Oh, you've been a naughty boy. Don't come back into my life. Stop. You're going to stop it from burning completely. Snuff out the candle. Place it under the candle and put it back under the sink. And you're going to keep doing that until he leaves, until he vanishes from your life. This is a way to punish him whenever he tries to cross the lines that you've made with the freezer work and with the line that you've put on the door. Okay? So every time he contacts you, every time he looks at you cross, you just take that photo out, light the candle, and you singe his ass, okay? It's a good way of working on someone who is Saturnian. It's a way of training them to say, nope, don't do that. That would be my recommendation.
That's really a good one. I'm going to just add one little thing. That should be a jumbo candle, not
yes.
a vigil candle, because you cannot light and relight a vigil candle. It'll get all messed up.
Yes.
So
jumbo.
Use a black jumbo. Thank you, Ollie. That was powerful work, and I think I caught it all and got it into the chat room. All right, we're going to go to our next caller and turn this over to Papa Newt.
Support for this programming is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is calling in from area code 646 in New York City. This is Candace. Candace, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. I see this is your first time calling in, so welcome. And I do see that you have not had any other readings with Miss Kat Contramano Lee or any other readers on this situation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Ah, thank you, Candace. And she writes, I need to move out of the place of staying due to hostilities, but I'm not making enough to pay the New York City price for a one-bedroom apartment without roommates. I moved a lot in my life, with each situation being worse than the last, but and I'm ready for a place of my own that I can comfortably afford, that is peaceful and full of light. What should I do? Turn it back to you, Ms. Kat.
All right. Well, Candace, thank you for trusting us with your question. I'm going to ask you just a few little extra bits of information here to kind of set us up so we understand. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Leo.
A Leo. That's why you want plenty of light, because Leo rules the sun. And sunlight is going to be always essential to you. And I you know this instinctively, but I'm telling you, good lighting is your friend, always. Leos
mm-hmm.
love the light. Now, the other thing is, you are making a job, so you're not thinking of moving, like, away to Texas or someplace, right?
Mm-mm, no, somewhere close in, like, the New York City, Brooklyn area specifically.
Okay, yeah, all right. All right. And then the other question I'm going to ask you is about how old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. Okay. All right. So I have good news for you before I turn you over to Contramanali for a reading. That stuff that was going from bad to worst, part of that was your Saturn return, and you're
mm-hmm.
past it now, just past it. That usually lasts from the age of 27 to 29, a time of great stress for most people. And you're safely on the other side, so things can only get better. Now I'm going to turn you over
mm-hmm.
to Contraman Ali.
Thanks, Kat. Yeah, well, I think that was a really important point to bring up, is the Saturn return. The very first card I have is the Page of Swords. And the Page of Swords is a person who is moving, who is in the process of moving forward, but something is holding them back. And they are turning their head to look back at whatever it is that has caught their attention. It is a card of movement, but also a chaotic movement. So you are moving out of your Saturn return. That's a good thing. But something is still kind of dragging you back. There's still a little bit of chaos in your life. When I see this card, especially given when you're talking about a physical move, it usually indicates some form of jinx. Not a crossed condition, not someone active. There is a jinx there. Right? I wouldn't call this a full-blown curse. And this is confirmed by the next card that we have. We have the Four of Swords. So two sword cards back to back. And the sword card is about the skeletons in the closet. It is a sarcophagus that is depicts a knight in repose. There are three swords on the cathedral wall, another on the actual sarcophagus themselves. And as Miss Kat quite wonderfully puts it, if you look very closely, you can see the sarcophagus is not quite closed. And I remember when I first heard that, I'm like, ah, brilliant. And she's absolutely right. This does indicate that there is something still there that has not been quite been put to rest. So there is a jinx. There's a problem that has been going on. Saturn return exasperated it. A good cleansing is what you need more than anything else. First and foremost, before you do anything else, you do need to do some good cleansing work. I would do some bathing works, maybe working with some incense a little bit, since we have sword cards here. I would work in a way to remove whatever it is that may be up in the air, that may be causing some form of chaos. Put it to rest. The final card is the Page of Cups. So from the Page of Swords to the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups is a young individual who is standing by the ocean shore. They have come from a long journey and finally reached the shore. This is a good indication, meaning that you will be able to find a new place to put your roots. It is a person who holds a goblet with a slight fish coming out, meaning that you will need to keep your ear open to people who they themselves are in the process of moving as well. That means finding a physical ally, not just a spiritual ally, but a physical ally who will help you along the way, and then add to it some spiritual work. So you do some work to find someone who is going to be either a good roommate or a good neighbor. Hey, I know that this apartment in my complex is available. So do some work to find that physical person, blending the spiritual to bring in the physical for you. This person is going to be a great help. Just be aware that the person may be a bit loose-lipped and gossipy. So when you do the work to draw this person in, also do some work to make sure that you're protected from any type of drama or anything, so you don't have to deal with any hostility from the past. But this is an ally that is going to help you, and I do see that you will be able to move probably within the next few months. So it's not as quick as you hoped it to be. It's not going to be immediate. There's going to be a kind of transition period, but you will be able to move and find a new place with spiritual work that is going to bring an ally for you. That's what I see in this case. Start off with some cleansing work and go from there. Ms. Kat is going to give you your recommendation towards the end. So let's have Madam Nadia give you her reading and her perspective.
Thank you, Conjure Mentally. Thank you, and thank you, Candace, for letting me read for you. So again, I'm reading.
Back up. Madam Nadia, you suddenly have sound like you're in a submarine
with
the ghost of Gregory Peck. There you are.
No, Gregory Peck. Here you go. Yes.
Run silent, run deep.
Magic.
Okay.
Just like that.
Okay.
Magic on the air. Okay, Candace, I'm going to go back and repeat. Thank you for letting me read for you, and I'm going to be reading with the Desta cards, and I have a few cards for you down. So first and foremost, funny enough, we got the house card reversed. Absolutely agree. Your situation is not good, and you need to consider moving. The second card is the snake. The snake upright is a classic sign of an enemy who is sort of really, really an enemy. It's not somebody who's maybe doing something to you because they think you did something to them, or, you know, it is an enemy. So I think that Conjure Mentally hit something with that jinx. There, something is in there in addition to the Saturn return that has been done. And the third card is cross reverse. So cross reverse actually in this situation is really good because it tells us that you do get a chance to correct the mistakes that have been done or the issues that have been done. And crossing literally is going to be very, very, very powerful, important, and should be the restart of any other additional work that you might be doing. Now, the fourth card that I got here is a court card. It's a male court card, and it's a Tugral reverse. Now, this is an interesting card because it talks about the people that you live with and the reason you are living with them. And there's all kinds of possible connections that you can have to these people. Sometimes this card is talking about addictions and things of this nature. So the cards are telling you to think really, really well what is connecting you to those people and start fixing the situation from there. As we're talking today about self-empowering, this is going to be a very, very big, powerful change of mind for you to be able to move forward and to find the right place for you in the future. What is tying to you to those people? What is connecting you to those people outside of their finances? This is my reading here. I do think that you will be able to make the changes necessary. I think that it's going to take you a few months, absolutely, but you will be able to do that, and certain realizations in your situation will be probably quite powerful to move you to the right work. And I think that Ms. Kat is going to give you an amazing root work. So that's what I have.
Well, okay, Madam Nadia, I have a question before you don't see the chat room. We are struggling with your adorable Russian accent. What
There's nothing adorable about my action, but no problem.
What was the fourth card? Shiva wrote the Tug Roll, and I wrote the Pug Royale.
This is not my accent. It's the Greek and the Turkish names. So I just put it in the chat. It's Tugral. It's the name of the – it's like what we call the king
Tugral
of something. They just have names.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I have this image of a royal pug. I like the Pug Royale. Okay.
Pug Royale. I agree. In reverse, it could quite be that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for clarifying that for us. Okay. We all learn something here too, folks, and because we all bring our different card decks, and there's all it's a free for all here. But you learn by listening to other readers interpret cards, and that's how you learn how to read. Okay, I'm going to talk here to the client directly and give some ideas. I was very disheartened when I heard of the Page of Swords, because that is hesitation, indirection, and confusion, moving forward, moving back. But it's in the past. Four of Swords showed a pause. This is a card of pause, and that's why Ali said, and then later, Nadia, in her own reading, said that this isn't going to happen as quick as you want. There's a pause. But then the Page of Cups, a great card for someone who wants to move to Brooklyn, because it shows a beautiful, adventurous young lady down by the ocean with a fish. And I happen to know that down in Brooklyn, there are a lot of places that do have names of fishes and sea and the ocean in their street names. Also, there are a lot of businesses that have those that call out to that. So this is where you want to be. Now, I'm going to give you a very simple form of magical work, and it's you're going to make a map or buy a map. You can make a map by, going to Google Earth and printing out an area, but I tend to ask people to get a regular old street map that you can get at a gas station or any place, because it'll have all the street names on it, and it'll be all big unfoldable thing. You don't have to print a ton of little Google Maps and glue them together, right? Just get a map. And you want to get a map of the area that you're interested in. And I want you to draw on the map. You can use a marker or a pen, and draw around that target area. You can bound it by certain streets that interest you. Now, when you do this, you're going to have to make it be an amount of space that you can actually walk. You are literally going to walk the perimeter. So figure it out in miles. And if you can walk, 5 miles in a day, set aside a day to do it. If you can walk 40 miles in a day, set aside that to do it. But I actually want you to walk this walk of the bounding area that you're interested in. And when you've done that, as you do it, I want you to mark it as you go. Mark every corner, mark every light post if you can, whatever you can. Kiss your finger, touch the lamppost. Or if you're going to press one of those buttons to cross, kiss your finger, press the button to cross, right? You're going to actually mark this as your area. When you get back home, you're going to cut out that part of the map. In other words, you're going to make now the shape that you walked, whatever it is. It can be square, it can be jaggedy, whatever it is. Now you have something that you're going to put on your altar, and that is the area you've walked. And when you have that, you're going to set up some prayer space on your altar using that map as what you want. So you're going to write out a prayer. And you can write it in your own words, or you can use any of the prayers from the Bible or however you like to work. But you can just ask humbly of God or the universe or whoever you pray to, Lord, I have walked this land, and I ask that this land be safe and peaceful, and that I find my home within it. Now, you can find scriptures of the Bible that have to do with the promised land, and you can actually refer to this as this tract is. This is the land that I wish to inhabit as the children of Israel inhabit the promised land. Right? In other words, you're going to give yourself some credit here for being a child of God and asking only that which God gives to anyone who asks, a place to dwell. May I dwell here in peace and safety. May I have light. You ask for light, right? May I have light and beauty around me. May I find the right landlord. May I find the right roommates if you need roommates. May I find the right community of people within this land that I have walked. That's your prayer, and you just write this out of your own heart. You can make it on one page or more if you want to, and sign it with your name, and put that with the map, okay? Now you're going to actually ask for guidance to get to where you're going. Okay, so I'd like you to get a white candle. White is for the unknown. White is for that which we need but don't know yet what it is. Okay, you get a white candle, and normally, now people are going, why isn't she using a road opener candle? Because I'm not, because I'm using a white candle, because she hasn't picked anything. But I'd like you to dress that white candle with road opener oil. Now, I'd like you to use a jumbo-type candle, not a vigil. And I want you to use a needle, and with a needle, just write as if it were a pen, write around it, my beautiful home in sunlight, my beautiful home with friends, whatever it is you want. And you're going to just, you can write these in spirals like a barber pole down a candle, and you can write as many different words as you want to, and you won't have to necessarily be able to read them. You've written them in the candle, and you're from your heart to your hand, and you don't need to know that you can see it because God can read it. The angels can read it. You're going to dress that candle with road opener oil, and you're going to ask God, please open my roads. You're also going to put out four tokens of your journey. Because you walked this property, this land, this tract of land, however many miles, 5 miles or whatever it was, you, maybe 10, I don't know. If you have to walk it in 2 days, that's okay too. You're going to put four tokens out. And I usually use little keys, just house keys or whatever. You're going to keep those keys. You're going to dress them with road opener oil. And you're going to say, please open my roads to the east. And you move the key out a little bit from the candle, after you've lit the candle. Then you're going to say, please open my roads to the south. Please open my roads to the west. Please open my roads to the north. Then you're going to start actually looking for houses. When you find the house that you want to go look at, determine where this place is. It is in the eastern section, the southern section, the western section. Carry that key with you in your pocket for luck. And that key won't necessarily fit the door, but touch that key to the lock of that door or touch that key to the door handle and say, if this is a house for me, let me have a sign. Right? Now, the other thing you're going to do when you get to the point of talking to landlords and stuff, I could go into this really deep, but I just want you to have five-finger grass for the landlords. That's it. Five-finger grass, a little bit of salt is also good. And five-finger grass is for the granting of favors. If you go to meet with other roommates and they're inviting a new roommate in, again, touch the key of the area to that. Open my roads. Open my roads. I'm going to predict something for you, that you will see a sign of a house that's on a street that may relate to fishes or the ocean. Very good for you. I'm going to make another prediction. Do not have a house that's on the side of the street that faces north. Either be on that east-facing or west-facing or south-facing. I predict that if you have a north-facing house, it won't be good for you. Those are my thoughts and my beliefs on this. This is just for you. This is not for everyone. My father, for instance, loved a north-facing house and did well with it all his life, but that's not for you. So, anybody have anything to add on to this?
Something very, very quick. If you find a neighborhood or the area closer to a house that you are liking, get some earth from there and work with that earth. Call on the spirit of the place and include that in your workings, in your prayers, on your map.
That's very good. If you do make your map, you can also get earth from the east, south, west, and north and put that down with your candle on your altar. Good point, Nadia. Love that. All right. We hope you call back when you find a house. Now we're going to turn this over to our chief engineer, and following that, we're going to have Papa Newt, and after that, our free spell.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rural Power with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali, Sundays 3 to 4:30, Candela's Corner with Candelo Cambisa and Michael Carell, Mondays 5 to 7, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays 5 to 6, In the Streets with Beverly Smith, Tuesdays 6 to 7, Fit and Foxy with Madame Nadia and Jaya Danya, Wednesdays 6 to 7, The Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield, Thursday at 6 to 7:30, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LeFay, Fridays 6 to 7, and Liquid Libations with Andrea Weston, Saturdays 5 to 7, all times Pacific, at 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
Thank you, Troll Towelhead, Chief Engineer at PLNC Radio Network, for bringing us those announcements each and every week. And now it's time for our free spell segment with Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com in Chicago, Illinois. Take it away, Madam Nadia.
Woohoo! So here we go, you guys. I really want this spell to be as personalized as possible. So we all know what we would like to improve in ourselves, and so everybody will approach that with that idea in mind. Before I go into the spell itself, I'm going to tell you all the stuff that you need for it. So first and foremost, we would like to get a round mirror. You can get relatively cheap a round mirror from a craft store. About 6 inches will do. Print a small picture of yourself, something that can fit under a candle. And also, if you can, print your astrological chart, which is also going to be circular, and try making it under 6 inches so you can place it, so you can work with it. Get yourself a new dandy $2 bill. Go to Lucky Mojo and get yourself a 9-inch jumbo orange candle, okay? You'll need some blessing oil. You'll need some Crown of Success sachet powder. I also would like you to get violet, because this is something that works with forgiveness as well as self-forgiveness. If we need to forgive ourselves on, you know, whatever we've been bad to ourselves or whatever we need to change, grind a little bit of Abra Camino powder, which is essentially a road opener. If you cannot get Abra Camino, get yourself road opener sachet powder. Hydron, to add oomph. And somebody asked women, you know, why do women not use Hydron? I use Hydron all the time. Bay leaf for victory, mustard root for mastery, and Solomon seal for wisdom. So now, what are you going to do with all these goodies? First and foremost, you're going to take your picture and you're going to bless it with a little bit of that blessing oil. You're going to put a $2 bill around it. So fold your $2 bill in two. Put your picture inside. That picture is going to go in the center of the mirror. But before that, you're going to glue that astrological chart face up under the mirror. So your mirror is sitting on your astrological chart. On top of it, you have a $2 bill. Inside of it is your picture facing up, blessed with blessing oil. You're going to inscribe your name and the word boss, B-O-S-S, on your jumbo candle. And you're going to anoint it with your oils and powders. You're going to pray for whatever that you want to empower within yourself, and you are going to massage that candle, if you will, towards your heart as you're praying. Put that candle on top of the picture. You can melt a little bit of the candle so it stands straight. Now, the work is done from a first night after the new moon. I don't want you to start it on a new moon because it's completely dark. I want you to start from the next night, and it's going to go for about 2 weeks until full moon. What you're going to do with that is that you're going to add every night a little pinch of your mixture on top of your mirror, light your candle, and say, invoke that which you are asking for. One way that I like to work with it is with concept of EFT or tapping, meaning I would say something like, I am successful and I fully accept myself. I am attractive and I fully accept myself. I am brilliant and I fully accept myself. So this is the personal part. Whatever that you want, whatever that you need, you will say it as if it has happened already. And you put that pinch clockwise. So every night you're going to light your candle, you're going to put a pinch, you're going to meditate. Eventually, by the full moon, your mirror is going to have a perfect circle of the powders and your candle, let it burn completely. Now, you finish the spell, keep the mirror, keep it on your altar. Perhaps you want to do this work again, or you just want to work with it on your prosperity, success, altar, beauty altar, whatever it is. Take the powders, the herbs, the ritual remains, okay, and find yourself a crossroads that's going to somehow be close to something that you desire. For instance, if you are looking for a potential job in some sort of industry or place, find a building that has that industry. If you need more money, go by a bank. If you want to create more beauty and attraction, go by a beauty salon, right? If you want to have more style, go by a department store. Find yourself a nice crossroads and bury your remains there. Turn around, don't look back, and trust in the universe that you will get what you want. Ta-da!
Wow. That is amazing. Now, I'm going to ask, because I was trying to follow, but there was one thing I did not understand. The mirror, you're going to leave that at the crossroads too?
No, you keep that mirror.
You keep the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Ah. You keep it on your altar. If that's specifically if you're trying to do attraction and beauty spells, you might want to do your makeup or you want to shave yourself in the morning and actually look into that, because now it's not just a mirror, it's a magical item. You can use it to magnify things. You can put it on your prosperity altar. And if you decide that you want to do this in the next nation again, or you want to attract something else or work on something else, by all means, use that mirror as yours. You have that stuff in the back, right? This is your chart.
Okay, got it, right. You've got, exactly. So, all right, so the mirror is now empowered for you.
Yes.
That's really amazing. Wow. This reminds me of some of the things that Pascal Beverly Randolph used to do with mirrors.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. African-American magician of the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all never heard of him, Pascal Beverly Randolph, that was a man who had a way with mirrors. He would dress the back of a mirror with his and his wife's conjoined sexual fluids and use it for scrying and telling the future. He was a great one to use a mirror to see the truth and also use it to reflect. A fabulous way of working. I think Madame Nadia wrote in the chat room, I'm a fan of Pascal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is so good. So, in getting this craft mirror, I'm going to say something else, too. There are mirrors that have frames, or you can get a frame for, and you might want to get a mirror that would pop out of a frame and can be reframed, and then no one would see what's on the back of the mirror. Just depends on what is available to you, where you live, or how you can work. I will say another thing. You can always cover the back of a mirror by cutting a piece of vinyl and running a little bit of a duct tape or some kind of a binding around the outside edge. No one will ever know then what's inside that mirror. I have also worked very successfully with compact mirrors. Just another way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. What an amazing piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Madam Nadia, for being with us. We're going to turn this over to Papa Newt, and he's going to bring up our end and closing announcements. And then we're all going to come back, and we're all going to quickly say goodbye. So, Papa Newt, take it away.
Thank you, Ms. Kat and Countryman Ali, and thank you, Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com in Chicago, Illinois, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers will be John St. Germain of JohnStGermain.com in Knoxville, Tennessee, bringing us the discussion, Psychic Sexual Secrets. Once again, we've come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Contraband Ali at thecontraband.com in Mission Bayho, California. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt, joining you from papanewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jugman playing the Jugman Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Papa Newt. Yeah. Thank you, Conjurman Ollie, for being our great co-host.
Always a pleasure.
Wonderful root work advice from you and great readings as well. Thank you, Madam Nadia, for being our special guest this week. We got to do it again real soon.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
And all you folks, tune in to Fit and Foxy with Madam Nadia and Jaya Daniels to learn a lot more different kinds of work. All right. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.